Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Berclair.
That would be a little weird.
We can make Brewclair work, though.
Is there an Eclair at Strange Brew?
Yeah, they've made Eclairs before, I believe. Yeah. So there you
go.
There you go. I love. Whew. That's my weakness. I love chocolate eclairs, man. I love them. That's just. It's going to get a little hot and bothered just thinking about that. I love a
chocolate eclair. Heavy breathing intensifies.
I mean, I love a chocolate eclair. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee any morning you want. You just got to order it to be shipped right to your house at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Everything that's available in the store from a coffee perspective, it's right there available to you at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And, of course, every purchase benefits the Bulldog Initiative. Just like you do when you do business with our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. What kind of needs you have for your business? If you need to get people in the building with some great new signage, or if you need to, you know, maintain your customer base with your marketing materials, they can take care of you at Pip Printing and Signs. You're already spending money on printing. Why not spend it with a Bulldog-owned and operated business that's going to give back to the Bulldog Initiative with every sale they make? Camden Baker is telling you that 10% of your business done with him goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. That's a great deal. It benefits you, your business, and, of course, the Bulldog Initiative. Call Camden at 601-499-5216. You can check them out online, pipridgeland.com, to see what all services they offer. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. What's the next gift-giving holiday coming up? You know, I mean, I've never been a big Easter as a gift-giving holiday person.
No, that was like when you were a kid.
Yeah, but even then, it was just like clothes. Yeah, you got your Easter basket full of candy. You got maybe like a new shirt. You know, that was never like a big, you know. So, I mean, no. You know, I don't know.
My birthday, if anybody out there is wanting to give me something on June 2nd.
June 2nd. All right, that is before Father's Day, so we'll count that.
That is also my anniversary, if you would like to give me an anniversary gift.
I still don't get it. I understand why, but you cost yourself a day here. You know, as a man, you only get so many days.
Completely worth it.
I mean, if you say
completely worth it. I don't ever forget my anniversary.
I mean, I get that, but I mean, I think forgetting anniversaries is an overblown thing. I think it's like a trope from TV shows. I've never forgotten.
No, I think I might forget it if it wasn't on my birthday.
I need to hear from guys who forgot their anniversary. We need to do a rumblings about that in the summer. We, guys who screwed up, forgot an anniversary, forgot a birthday, something like that.
Oh, you know somebody has.
Oh, birthdays I could buy. But anniversary, I feel like, you know, you were there. You should remember that day.
That's true.
Anyway, that's just
you
me.
Should. That's just me. And I don't know if I wouldn't. I don't know if I would. Yeah, but I was just – it was set for one day – mm-hmm. And that day didn't work, so I was like, oh, let's just do it on my birthday. And there you go.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
We say all that to tell you that if you're looking for new Mississippi State gear, you should get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. If you're looking for a great dinner, if you're looking for a great night out, you can have it at Restaurant Tyler. Fantastic food. It's got that familiar country feel. You know, you feel like you're eating in a southern restaurant, but it's spun up a little bit, and it's got that extra bit of class and I don't know. I don't know what the word
dignity.
Is. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. Exactly. That's the joke.
Yes.
Yes. Just, that was the joke. That
I remember. I remember the joke. Yeah. Don't worry.
Well, you didn't because you jumped in.
Well, I just wanted to say je ne sais quoi.
You just wanted to say je ne sais quoi. Qu'est-ce que c'est le je ne sais quoi? Bête enchaîné. So. So. Enough of the French laughter.
We got honk, honk.
At the restaurant Tyler. So yes, if you're looking for a fantastic dinner out, make sure you make a stop at a restaurant Tyler.
A little Cajun, is that have like, doesn't it have like kind of a French
very
twist
much
to it?
Very so much French related, yeah. So
technically restaurant Tyler has some French connections.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. That's a movie too.
I know. That's yeah. I tried to play on words there.
So it was I who missed the joke on that one.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes, it was.
I got it. Priority One Bank, a bank that has 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. They are here to serve you. If you're looking for a location near you, go to their website, PriorityOneBank.com, and you can find out more about Priority One Bank and the incredible amount of financial services they can offer you and your family. They offer those services just like those big corporate banks, but when you step inside, you get that hometown community bank feel, and that's the difference that it makes with Priority One Bank. If you're not already a Priority One Bank customer, you're missing out. If you live in Central Mississippi, there's a location near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Later in the show, we're going to have story time with Robbie Falk. He's got a couple of stories for us, one of which I know and I've already laughed at. The other one I need more information about. Plus, and you get to make fun of Ole Miss. So it'll be
one of them, I think we can do in the ad.
Oh, you're right. We might be able. Well, I want to save it for after, but we'll tease it during the ad read.
Okay.
So, but we're going to start big basketball game Wednesday night at the Hump, Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. As big as the stakes were for the game in Oxford, I feel like they've gotten only bigger now as we've gotten deeper into the season. For Mississippi State, a chance to extend their winning streak, a chance to pick up a quad two win, to really brush up their resume. And start talking about seeding rather than where, you know, rather than Selection Sunday. And then for Ole Miss, a chance for a quad one win and a team that, you know, right now is very, very much on the bubble. I would tell you probably on the wrong side of it. And a chance to, you know, get a resume making win. If they can beat Mississippi State twice in one season, that's going to go a long way to their chances of being part of the field of 68 when we get there in the second week of March. Robbie, the question is very simple. Who needs this game more? Is it Mississippi State or Ole Miss?
I mean, if you stand back from a neutral perspective on it, I think it's Ole Miss.
I agree.
That's a team that has to have a resume-building win. They're starting to lose some of those. UCF has not come through for them. Memphis has not come through for them. You know, they went on the road and beat Texas A&M, and outside of that, Is State their best win right now in SEC play?
I think so. They haven't beaten they haven't played Alabama yet. They lost both games to Auburn. They lost to Kentucky. They lost to Tennessee.
LSU.
They lost to LSU.
Florida. Florida's their best win.
Florida's their best win, yeah.
Yeah. But that one, you know, both of those were at home. This would be a road win, which they have not been great on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity for them to go get a quad one win on the road. Their net right now is in a really bad place for a team that's trying to get in the tournament.
Right.
And, you know, for Mississippi State, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you might say this is more important for State because you're thinking from that perspective. But, you know, right now State is 38 in the net. They're sitting in a really good spot. You hold serve at home. We talked about it on Monday's pod. You hold serve at home, and you feel really good about where you are in relation to your NCAA tournament resume. Ole Miss is at 65, and, you know, you can't feel safe there because of all the automatic qualifiers and all the people that's going to get in the tournament. You can't feel safe in the 60s with your net. I just don't think that is a sustainable spot for Ole Miss to be in. And listen, they're going to have opportunities here down the stretch to get some wins. Mm-hmm. They got South Carolina at home, who's looking a lot more vulnerable right now. They do have Alabama at home. That's going to be tough, but they got them at home. You got Texas A&M at home. You got Missouri. You got a chance to get some wins here down the stretch. But this is one of the last remaining, one of like three quad one opportunities coming up for you, which I guess South Carolina wouldn't be one. So I guess two. You got two quad one opportunities here. This, you're running out of time. And for them, they've got to be able to win a road game because they just haven't won many of those, and get another resume building win, because right now they have, let me look at their resume here.
They have three quad,
they're 3-5 in quad one games.
Yeah,
and they don't have many bad losses.
Those games are UCF, which is on the, if UCF is down to 68 in the net, that could end up not being quad one in a couple of weeks if they continue. Where is Memphis now at this point? Memphis is at 86. And that was a road game, wasn't it? Or was that a home game?
That was at Ole Miss.
Well, that's not a quad one game anymore.
No, that's actually, which it's not bad for them because they won the game, but it just doesn't help.
Who are their other quad one wins? I'm trying to see them here. Oh, they beat Texas A&M.
Texas A&M on the road.
That's one of them for sure. And then Mississippi State, no. Florida is
the quad. Florida's the quad one.
That's the other win for them. So
Florida's a 28.
That's an interesting collection. I mean, but that's the thing though, with Florida, they're at 28. You have to be, you beat them at home, so they have to stay top 30. So if Florida takes another loss, Ole Miss's resume is very fragile.
It is. It's hanging on by a thread right now.
Another person. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, South Carolina and Ole Miss have really good records.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. They're combined 40-11. And yet,
but both of them just don't have a great tournament. And I said that about South Carolina. I mean, they got some big wins too, but they just, the non-conference is not coming through for them. Mm-hmm. And right now they're both kind of teetering a little bit. Ole Miss is definitely teetering. This is a team that was, what were they, 5-2, 5-3 or whatever in SEC play, and they got a big win over A&M on the road that beat State. Mm-hmm. And now you're sitting here, you've lost three of the last four, and you very easily could have lost to Missouri. Now they won that game. Something that Ole Miss has done fairly well this year is avoid disaster.
Yes.
They've had disaster situations.
Saturday, for sure.
They've had about five of those this year. Four or five that could have been absolute disasters for them that they've been able to avoid. Mm-hmm. So now they got to win some of these games that would actually make it a tournament committee say they deserve to be in the tournament.
I mean, State is – go ahead.
We used to say get to 20 wins, you're in the tournament. And that's not the case anymore. There's teams that are on the verge of missing the NIT that have 20 wins.
State is at 38 in the net right this second at a record of 17-8. South Carolina is 21-5. Ole Miss is 19-6. I mean, if State had two, three more wins, or in the case of Carolina, four more wins, I mean, they would be in the top 20 in the net. You would be talking about a team that's probably going to end up being a 4 or 5 seed when this is all said and done. So it really is striking the difference in these two teams.
What's frustrating right now is the two games that you just didn't do the little things correct that you could have won, mm-hmm. Alabama and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Right now, those two games, you win those two games, one of them against an Alabama team that's in the top 15 and looks like potentially, I'm talking, just AP rankings.
But
Yeah, that's a top 5 net win, but that's the potential SEC champions. If you just make your free throws down the stretch, you probably win that game.
Yeah.
South Carolina was a winnable game on the road. That would have been a really big win for Mississippi State. You're talking about playing for, possibly a 5 or 6 seed at this point. Mm-hmm. And you're moving towards the top of the conference instead of sitting here at 500 in the league.
Yeah.
And you got 8 wins already.
Yeah.
So that those were tough games. And State has got to win games like that. And, you know, the Ole Miss game you can add in there as well. That was a very winnable game that they just didn't finish.
Mm-hmm. Would have been a quad one win for State.
Yes.
As well. So, yes, what's carrying State right now is they have wins over number 6 and number 7 in the net. That's Tennessee and Auburn. And then, of course, their win over Washington State is their third quad one win. They have some more opportunities coming up, though. Kentucky, 22nd, that would be a quad one game in Starkville. Their game with Texas A&M is a quad one game. The Aggies are 45th in the net. And then at Auburn, you know, obviously on the road against the number 7 team in the net, that's a huge opportunity for State. We'll see if they can take advantage of it. Within the game, you have Josh Hubbard, who, again, was named for the fourth time this year SEC Freshman of the Week earlier today on Monday. We all saw the incredible I don't have a huge issue with a player who signed with one school, ends up going somewhere else, and then he gets grief from the student section. That's college athletics. I don't have a huge issue. I'm not going to stand on my soapbox and try to use the word classy on that. But he took a verbal beating up there in Oxford. You've got to think he's motivated to have a huge game here and get his team over the hump, no pun intended, with a win on Wednesday.
No doubt. And I thought he played really well against Ole Miss there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an uncomfortable environment. They were giving it to him the whole game. We had a whole discussion about it on the podcast before the game. And I told you I didn't think that it was going to rattle him. And I don't think it did. He didn't have a great second half. But I think that was just, you know, they did a pretty good job of guarding him better in the second half. But he still got his points in that game. He still made plays. He kind of carried Mississippi State in the first half when they were really struggling. And I thought that, you know, it was a good performance for a freshman to put up 21, hit 3 3-pointers in that game. He's starting to kind of find it again. There's been some games in SEC play where he just hasn't been able to hit. And to be honest with you, it hasn't been that he's missing the mark tremendously. He's got shots rimming out, just missing. He just hasn't been able to hit them consistently. And I know he's been dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury too, I think. He's been he's hit some big shots the last couple of games. And I think that he's starting to come right back around again. He had that one game against Alabama that just, you know, was kind of a struggle for him. 1 for 9, scored 7. But this dude has had, let's say, 7 of his last 8 games he scored double figures in SEC play.
Mm-hmm.
He's having, you know, to me, he's the best freshman in the SEC. And I know Dillingham's been good at Kentucky. There's been some good freshmen, Rick Stansbury. There's been some really good freshmen this year, but to me, he's the best. And the scary thing is, I think he's just getting started. He can be even better than this. He's going to probably be State's all-time leading scorer as a freshman and pass some really big names there. And he's just got a different kind of makeup to him. And I think that game probably sticks in his craw a little bit, having to hear it from the fans, probably thinking he could have done even more in that ball game to help State win. I think he's going to have a really big game on Wednesday night. I just have a feeling he's going to knock down some big shots for Mississippi State. And he's been tough to guard for teams. The way that he moves without the basketball, rises up and fires and shoots the basketball the way that he does, and kind of has the unlimited range. I think he's going to be able to get his points again on Wednesday night.
First of all, I totally agree with I mean, he is the best freshman in the SEC to me. And he just fearless. You know, and that's how Shaq Moore described him on Saturday when we talked to them after the game. And then, you know, I hope I don't jinx him, but you know, you always talk about freshmen. You're like, this is a time of year where they start to that freshman wall comes in. I don't see it from him. You know, he's still playing with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. So yeah, he's a key. There's a game. He has a game that he hasn't had yet. He has a game where he's good for 30, where he's just locked in and everything's falling for him. I'm not saying that's going to be Wednesday night, but that game is coming for him this season. He will have a game where he is the lead story on SEC now because Josh Hubbard went for 35 tonight to lead Mississippi State to a big win. And it could be this week. State's got to find a way to be more effective inside. Tolu Smith did not have a great game against – I see our third broadcast member. There she is. She's coming to see us.
She says she's hungry.
Well, then go get her something to eat. I'll carry the broadcast for a minute. Make that child a sandwich or something. Go
she
eat
can wait.
Maddie. He won't, go have a cookie. You can have a cookie.
No, you can't.
Yes,
she can wait.
Okay. So anyway.
There's going to be a game at some point in his career.
Yeah.
But I think he gets 40.
He's going to have a game like that. I don't have any doubt about that. But State's
that, I thought there was a chance he could do that against Tulane this year.
Yeah. He was on early in that game. I think against Ole Miss, Tolu Smith, who did not have a great game in Oxford a few weeks ago, State scores 80 points in that game, 82 points.
Yeah.
But they don't get a big night out of Tolu Smith. So what I'm getting from that is if I can get the same kind of performance from everyone else and get Tolu Smith playing the kind of game he played, then Ole Miss is not a great defensive team. State should not have had as much trouble as they did getting the ball to Tolu Smith and getting him involved in the game. If they can do that this week on Wednesday, they're going to have a great chance to get a much-needed win in this one. So
they have to get back to dictating. I always say this: like the style of play has to be in Mississippi State's favor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did it against Georgia. I thought that most of the games they're winning, they're able to get teams to play their style of play. They did it against Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get in the shooting matchup with Ole Miss.
Right.
If Ole Miss is hitting a bunch of three-pointers, that's not Mississippi State's game. They've got to make things difficult. They got to frustrate Ole Miss. That's when you start to strangle teams and keep them out of their game and don't allow them to kind of dictate the pressure of the ball game, which is what Alabama does to Mississippi State a lot. So Ole Miss is going to have a chance to win the game if they're able to play their style of game. You got to make sure that they're never comfortable inside the hump.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That was loud. A lot of my ears.
Yeah, but you need it for Colton.
Colton told me it's I was weak. Oh, I can't have that. So let's move into the rest of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. Our friend Robbie enjoyed a fantastic steak Thursday night over in Birmingham, but he's got a story to tell us about that. I'm looking forward to relaying that information to you. I have already heard this story, and it's funny. So we're going to get to that in just a minute.
Do you see my kid? She is in the fridge. She has climbed into the fridge.
Very good.
Maddie, get out of the refrigerator.
She just wants something to eat. I think you should be proud that she's independent enough that she can go get herself something to eat.
What do you have?
See? Yeah, she's fine. She's got something there. Yeah. It's good.
Oh.
Maybe she found a hamburger. She heard me talking about the Beef Council. She's like, I could go for a burger. I could go for a steak. There you go.
Oh, boy.
I hope this weekend, if you're cooking out, you're throwing some beef on the grill, it's going to be good. Enjoy it. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. I think she got some ice cream there. That's a smart kid. Well, are you going to tell us?
It's Nuke's soup.
Oh, it's soup? Wow. Okay.
She's a soup fan. She's a tomato soup fan.
Grill that child a cheese sandwich. Make her a grilled cheese. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. When you are talking about food that's, it feels comfortable because it's barbecue and it's Southern soul food, and but they've got those little twists on everything there at Two Brothers that's going to make it a little different for you, and it's really enjoyable. They've got some great additions to the menu these past few weeks, but they still got all your old favorites on there as well. The best smoked wings I've ever had. Right there at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Enjoy yourself. If you're in the Cotton District, if you're in Starkville, make sure you've got a trip to Two Brothers on the menu. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years, and you just can't, you just cannot overstate how important it is and how obvious it is that when you're talking about a business that has 49 years of experience, that they know how to take care of their customers. Nobody stays in business that long unless they know how to do that. So anybody can sell you something. Who delivers the service after the sale? Who's there for you when something goes wrong? That's what Advantage Business Systems has always been about. If you need technology for your business, give them a call, and you'll see the difference that Advantage Business Systems provides its customers. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., they have got an incredible selection of I clicked off the Zoom here, so I didn't see the camera. And then when I came back, Natty was just looking right in the camera at me. So it caught me off guard there.
We're just doing what we can, man. This is Mr. Mom today.
This is about being a father, all right?
I didn't realize President's Day was like a holiday that you don't go to school because we went to school at Winston Academy. We didn't get those off. So
I was talking about this earlier with some folks. I was talking about with Danny P in the press box Sunday. When we were kids, it was you had Washington's birthday and you had Lincoln's birthday. You didn't just have President's Day. That is, am I remembering that correctly?
I don't remember having that. Like, I don't remember either one. We didn't get off school.
You got Washington's birthday off, but you didn't get Lincoln's birthday off.
The only holidays I remember getting off was like, what did we like Thanksgiving and Christmas? And I think that was it. No, I don't think so. We didn't get Martin Luther King Day.
Anti-Italian discrimination.
That's correct. I told somebody that today. I used that exact meme of Silvio today.
There you go. So, well, all of that said, Maroon & Co. still offering you a great deal. Thunder15 is the code. If you're headed to the hump, if you're headed to Duty Noble Field, you need to be headed to Maroon & Co. before the game to get some great new logo wear, unique stuff that you cannot find anywhere else. Everything maroon and white in Starkville is at Maroon & Co. And don't forget, they are the official and exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want to wear the great polos and pullovers you're seeing the MSU coaches wearing, you can only get them at Maroon & Co. It's story time now with Uncle Robbie. So, Robbie, you went to Birmingham on Thursday, saw an awesome concert, Toto and Journey. You said it was fantastic, one of the best shows you've ever been to. But you took your lovely wife, Becky, out to a nice dinner beforehand. You and I had talked about some potential choices there in Birmingham, and I turned you on to Fleming's Steakhouse. Why don't you take it from there?
You did. I was going to go to Perry's.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, so I've never been to the steakhouses in Birmingham. I asked Hey Dad about them, said I was going to go to Perry's. He said, no, don't go there. Been there. Go check out Fleming's. And so I went to the website. The menu looked outstanding. There's a lot of, like, surf and turf options, good seafood, like, nice fresh seafood, like king crab legs and lobster and stuff like that. So I wanted to go, like, to a nice steakhouse because we don't get to go very often. So I make reservations, like, 2 weeks out. I felt, like, really good about the fact that I was way ahead of the schedule. I had everything planned out. She wanted to go shopping. I was like, well, I'll get the Hyatt Regency in Hoover. We're connected to a literal mall. I'm all about
the Hyatt Regency. We all know about that.
I'm all about, you know, like, what is the most convenient thing for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have to drive into Birmingham, go somewhere, have to, like, park, all that stuff. I was like, I can park at this place, we can go shopping, and we can just go check in the hotel and then drive to Birmingham to eat. So I had it perfectly planned. Did a great job on that.
Yeah.
But we are right outside of Hoover, and it's like noon on Thursday. And I get a call from a lady, and I was like, I don't recognize this. This is a number from Michigan. I don't know who this is. So I hung up or didn't answer. Well, she leaves a voicemail and says, hey, Mr. Falk, we're trying to confirm your reservation for tonight at Fleming's, if you'll just call back. So I've confirmed the thing like three times. I'm like very annoyed that I have to confirm it again, but I've obliged and called back. And so I'm like, hey, this is Robbie Falk. I was calling to just confirm my reservation for tonight at Fleming's. She was like, sir, do you realize this is Birmingham, Michigan? I was like, no, I did not. She said, I can tell you're not from here. You're from the South. And judging by the sound of your accent, you probably meant Birmingham, Alabama, correct? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Thank you. And I was like, you're very good at your job, by the way. But she like got the reservation changed. Everything was great. We went to the restaurant. We had dinner for two. And, you know, Becky was like really excited about it. And I was like, yeah, this looks great. You know, 3-course meal, whatever. And then I got the bill and I almost choked on my steak.
You just thought I was an expensive date.
Exactly. But it was phenomenal. We had Oysters Rockefeller with shrimp cocktail first. The shrimp were as big as your head. The oysters, not so much, but I think it's kind of a bad season right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really good. And then the main course was New York strip and filet mignon,
mm-hmm.
which was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And it was on the bone, too. So it was really good. Mushrooms, gravy. It was just really good. And a stuffed lobster as well. Stuffed lobster tail.
Oh.
And then dessert was a dark chocolate tart.
Oh.
With some nice little cream sauce and strawberries. But yeah, I about choked on my food when I saw the bill, but we made it. We're still alive. We haven't gone bankrupt yet.
Birmingham, Michigan it looks like a suburb of Detroit. It's a 30-minute drive from downtown Detroit on, what is this road here? I can't see what road it is. It looks like, is that State Highway 75? I guess so, yeah. You're about, you're close to the Detroit Zoo from Birmingham, right off of I-696.
Well, I got to be honest, I had no idea.
I did not know Birmingham, Michigan was a place.
Yeah, but the lady was super nice.
That's just so funny, though. You sound I can't do a northern voice. You sound southern.
Like she was actually like she was like foreign. Like I don't even know what country she was
French?
From.
What the fuck? You sound like you are from the South.
No, I don't think so.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Okay.
But yeah, she was super nice. Got the reservation changed for me. I didn't have to do anything. It was excellent.
So that's funny in and of itself that they thought you were because you were Southern that they were able to figure this out.
Yes, it was excellent.
Then I found out today you nearly had some sort of altercation today or Sunday on the Ole Miss campus. I would like to know more about this situation. This is the one I don't know about. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it turns out that you know trashy redneck people are in Oxford too.
Oh,
everybody has these like trash. Like people that just, you know, they just don't need to be on the roads or they don't need to be out in public. This guy's one of those people. And Stefan was with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling on campus at Ole Miss and they have all these roundabouts, you know, in Oxford. Like that's their thing. Like the way that they do traffic flow is these roundabouts. And they're annoying, but they do like the flow of traffic. Somebody figured it out. So we're coming up on campus on Chucky Mullins. Mm-hmm. You know exactly where it is.
I know where you're at.
You pull into campus. We're going towards the pavilion.
Yeah.
And the way that these roundabouts work is they're like you yield. You yield to the traffic.
They're roundabouts. One person, yes.
Yeah. So one car comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It's now my turn to come behind that car.
Mm-hmm.
And this person in this, I don't even know what kind of car it was. It was a like a black Dodge car, beat up, rusty. The mufflers are all, you know, screwed up. And so, like, this guy's just, like, not stopping. And I'm not stopping either. I'm just going to keep going. So I get in front of him, and he is inches from my bumper. Like, didn't slow down, just kept going. And so I was telling Stefan, I was like, yeah, this idiot is supposed to yield. I don't know why he's not. So we start rolling down that road, and it's a little trafficy. You know, it's like we're not just flowing through. This guy passes me on a two-lane strip on campus. You know, it's like 18 miles an hour or whatever the Archie Manning thing is. And this guy's going like 50 and passing all of the cars on that two-lane strip, flipping me off as he goes by. Just insane move on his part. He comes up to the stop sign, and right as he pulls up to the stop sign, a cop car comes right up to where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he would have T-boned him, it would have been the greatest thing I've ever witnessed live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want the guy to get hurt, but you know, just him getting hit by the cop car by breaking the law would have been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes around the cop car and has his door open as he's driving, drives down the hill, and the cop just like turns his lights off and just rides off. And I'm sitting there cheering in the vehicle, like, this is the greatest day of my life to see someone come to justice like this live, this breaking the law right in front of me. The irony of a cop pulling up is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The cop just leaves the scene. And this dude just sort of rides down the road, down the hill to whatever parking lot that was down there,
mm-hmm.
gets out of his car. And it was like this, like I thought I was looking at Bam Bam Bigelow and Major Payne when he came to fight Major Payne.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it reminded me of when I looked down there. This dude is motioning at me to come down there and meet him in the parking lot to fight him while flipping me off. And I have no idea. It's the greatest mystery of all time to figure out what happened to this man after that. But he was deranged. Yeah.
You had Stefan right there with you. You should have got out of the car.
I didn't know what was happening. But I'm thinking, this person is crazy enough to pass me on a two-lane strip on campus,
mm-hmm.
where the speed limit is like 20 miles an hour.
It's 18. Less than 20 miles. Damn it.
And did it right there in front of a cop. And mm-hmm. the cop did nothing.
Yeah.
And there was like five cop cars like riding around us at the time.
Oxford police, you know.
Did absolutely nothing. But yeah, it was kind of insane. It was like straight out of a movie. Like I couldn't believe what was happening. But if you think that if you ever think, Ole Miss fans, that you live in a utopia in Oxford where everybody's dressed like Richard and Michael and they're wearing their quarter zips and they're nice, polite people. Just know that everybody's got at least one of those guys riding around campus. And this dude's riding around your campus. Call the cops on this man. Get him out of there. He's giving you a bad name.
I'm glad I wasn't there because, you know me, I'm an agitator. I'd be like, let's go out of the car. There's three of us.
This dude was – he was kissing 400 pounds, bald-headed, probably, you know, in his 50s.
So what you're saying is we could have taken him.
I don't know. He could have had a gun on him. The dude was a psychopath. He was riding down the road with his door open, yelling at the cop. But I don't know what he thought was going to happen. Did he think I was going to drive, follow him down there, and we're just going to fight in the road?
See, he made a mistake. He got out of his car. You're still in the car. You could have just gone over there and just – edged right
Grand Theft, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly.
People feel invincible when they're riding down the road. I don't understand. Like there's always an end result to something. I'm not saying that me and Stefan would have just bludgeoned this man in the parking lot. But what if I was a psychopath like serial killer?
Him?
Yeah, like I mean, Like, what's the end result here? If I was like a person that was crazy and had a pistol in my truck and I decided to pistol whip the guy, which I'm not, I want to make people aware I'm not that kind of person, but there's always like, there's an unknown. You don't know who you're dealing with in certain situations. So if maybe he's a listener to the show.
Let's hope. Let's hope he's an avid listener. Well, thank you. I appreciate story time with Robbie. We didn't have another real topic today, so that'll have to do for us. But
I think that'll cover us.
Those are good stories. So, all right, tomorrow's the rumblings. Keep those questions in. We'll be happy to answer them. Also, I'm going to set up an interview with Michael Borky from Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll preview Mississippi State Ole Miss, get a little more of the Rebel perspective. But this is another huge game between these two teams Wednesday night. Guys, have a great Tuesday, and we'll be back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.